And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode where we are reading the Bible in a year in a soft-spoken manner. I pray that this will get into your spirit, your soul, your mind, your body as you sleep or relax. This is meant for listening to before you take a nap or before you go to sleep. I am so glad you are here. We are almost at day 7. So before we begin, let's pray. Adonai, O Elohim, Heavenly Father, our Creator, thank you again for another day where we get to discover the treasures, the rich treasures of your word. Thank you for anointing my voice, and I ask you, sweet Holy Spirit, to reveal to me revelations that you want me to discover as I share your word in a soft-spoken way. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you for your love, O Jesus. By the power of your sweet Holy Spirit, amen. And so we will pick up where we left off, and that is in Genesis chapter 10, verse 20. Through chapter 12, verse 20, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, and then God calling eventide for day 6. Genesis chapter 10, verse 20. These are the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their languages, by their lands, by their nations, and also to Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, and the older brother of Japhet. Children were born. The sons of Shem were Elam, and Ashur, and Arpachshad, and Lud, and Aram. And the sons of Aram were Uz, and Hun, and Geter, and Mash. And Arpachshad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. And two sons were born to Eber. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan became the father of Almodad, and Shelef, and Hadzar Mavet, and Jerah. And Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Obal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan, or Joktan, depending on where you're from, how it's pronounced. Now, their settlement extended from Mishah as you go toward Sephar, the hill country of the east. These are the sons of Shem, according to their families, according to their languages, by their lands, according to their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, according to their genealogies, by their nations. And out of these, the nations were separated on the earth after the flood. Chapter 11. Now, the whole earth used the same language and the same words. And it came about as they journeyed east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they used brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city, and a tower whose top will reach into heaven. And let us make for ourselves a name, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city, and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, there are one people, and they all have the same language. And this is what they began to do. And now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. These are the records of the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and became the father of Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived 500 years after he became the father of Arpachshad, and he had other sons and daughters. And Arpachshad lived 35 years and became the father of Shelah. And Arpachshad lived 403 years after he became the father of Shelah, and he had other sons and daughters. And Shelah lived 30 years and became the father of Eber. And Shelah lived 403 years after he became the father of Eber. And he had other sons and daughters. And Eber lived 34 years and became the father of Peleg. And Eber lived 430 years after he became the father of Peleg. And he had other sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years and became the father of Reu. And Peleg lived 209 years after he became the father of Reu, and he had other sons and daughters. And Reu lived 32 years and became the father of Zeruk, or Sheruk, depending on where you're from, how it's pronounced. And Reu lived 207 years after he became the father of Sheruk, and he had other sons and daughters. And Sheruk lived 30 years and became the father of Nahor. And Sheruk lived 200 years after he became the father of Nahor. And he had other sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years and became the father of Terah. And Nahor lived 119 years after he became the father of Terah. And he had other sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and became the father of Avram, or Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now, these are the records of the generations of Terah. Terah became the father of Avram, Nahor, and Haran became the father of Lot. And Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his birth, in Ur of the Chaldeans, or Chaldeans. And Avram and Nahor took wives for themselves. The name of Avram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. And Sarai was barren. She had no child. And Terah took Avram his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Avram's wife. And they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran. Chapter 12, verses 1 through 20. Now the Lord said to Avram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Avram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Avram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Avram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his nephew, and all their possessions which they had accumulated, and the persons which they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan. And Avram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared to Avram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Avram journeyed on, continuing toward the Negev. Now there was a famine in the land, so Avram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. And it came about when he came near to Egypt that he said to Sarai his wife, "See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman. And it will come about when the Egyptians see you that they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister so that it may go well with me because of you, and that I may live on account of you." And it came about when Avram came into Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. And Pharaoh's officials saw her and praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. Therefore, he treated Avram well for her sake, and gave him sheep and oxen and donkeys and male and female servants and female donkeys and camels. But the Lord struck Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Avram's wife. Then Pharaoh called Avram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister,' so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they escorted him away with his wife and all that belonged to him. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how will it be made salty again? It is good for nothing anymore except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law
until
all is accomplished. Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and so teaches others shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever shall say to his brother, Aracha, shall be guilty before the Supreme Court. And whoever shall say, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell. If therefore you are presenting your offering at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering. Make friends quickly with your opponent at law while you are with him on the way, in order that your opponent may not deliver you to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Truly, I say to you, you shall not come up out of there until you have paid up the last cent. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks on a woman to lust for her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you, for it is better for you that one of the parts of your body perish than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you, for it is better for you that one of the parts of your body perish than for the whole body to go into hell. And it was said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of dismissal. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the cause of unchastity, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord. But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Yerushalayim or Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no, and anything beyond these is of evil. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist him who is evil. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. And whoever shall force you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, in order that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax gatherers do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, do you do more than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. God calling at eveningtide. Day 6. January 6th. Land of promise. And Jesus said, imagine the hope of my heart that day on the mountainside when I told my followers that to no throne on earth I led them. Old forms and negations that had meant so much in the past were to be swept away. Motives and impulses were to be all important. By the thoughts of his heart was a man to be judged. Prayer was like a son appealing to a father. Love was to be the foundation, the golden rule. Tribal, even racial, distinctions were to be ignored, and the claims of the whole great family of God were to be met. To such heights as they had never before scaled, I led them up to peak truths they had thought unspeakable. unscalable. What hopes I had of them as their wonder turned to vision and they responded to my message. What hopes I have today of each of you, my followers, as you catch sight of your land of promise ahead. Oh, Father, I thank you so much for your word today. It was very difficult sharing your word. There was so much noise in the background, and I just pray that it didn't pick up. It was as if the enemy did not want these words to be shared today, but I persevered. Oh, Lord, I'm committed to sharing your word every day this year. I thank you for the revelations that you impressed upon me. Thank you for bringing to my remembrance, sweet Holy Spirit, what you did share with me as I shared your word in a soft-spoken way today. In Jesus' name I pray by the power of your sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I am going to unpack a lot. We are going to start with God calling eventide. Day 6 or January 6, when Jesus said these things to those two anonymous listeners before World War II in Great Britain, it coincided with the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. Isn't that amazing? How it's the heart. And I loved what Jesus said back then to the ladies. Back then, there was racial discrimination. And he said, ignore it. Ignore all this division of race. And you know, there's something the Lord showed me the past couple of years, and he may have shown it to you. But he showed me something. He said, I chose to make you a certain race on the earth. I chose. You didn't choose it. I chose it. So there's no one superior, no matter what race you are. He chose it. So I thank you, Lord, that we embrace the race that you gave us and that we respect other races. Does not matter if they are not of our earthly, human, fleshly race. It does not matter because you chose it. And eternally, there's really no color in your spirit. Meaning, you are colorblind when it comes to our race. Our race is of you, the divine nature. Oh, Jesus, help us to walk in your love. Help us to walk by your spirit. And not the flesh. Help your word to penetrate our minds, our souls, our spirits, our bodies. Let them be healing to our bones and health to our flesh, as your word says. And Lord, if it be thy will, I pray that you come back. I'll do my part and share your word. And I pray this reaches as many souls as possible. Because you said in your word that when everyone has heard the gospel, then shall I return. The end will come. So I thank you, God, if it be your will. We await your return and do our work on the earth, preparing ourselves for our eternal position in heaven while we are on the earth. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of your sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so let's go to Genesis chapter 10, verse 20 through chapter 12, verse 20. Isn't that interesting that they all came together, the Tower of Babel, and God said, I do not want them being united because then they'll be just like us. Another proof of the Trinity, the word us. And it's interesting, God came down to see what was happening. And I wonder sometimes, but don't you want us to be united? Well, no. And yes, he wants us to be united in truth. And who is truth? And what is truth? Himself. And so at that time, they were not united in only God. So he wanted to make sure that they weren't going to be united in the counterfeit of him. They weren't ready to be united because they were divided spiritually. But now he wants us all to be united in his son, who is truth. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one can come to the Father but by me. Also, we are introduced to Avraham and Nahor and Lot. Avraham now, when the Father changed his name later on. Our father of faith, the Lord said, get up and go. And he just went. He didn't know where he was going. He trusted the Lord. And that's sort of a journey that I'm on. The Lord told me to get up and leave. And I did, not knowing where I was going exactly. The father of faith. And I clung to the example of Avraham. Lord, he didn't even know where he was going, and he left. I trust you.
And sweet friend, before we go, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Blessings to you.